If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music, you need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it.
And why don't you have
yes,
it?
Yes, and you sure should.
Same old.
That's right. Let's have a little Riders in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
They have a new album out.
Ooh.
And no, they only sent one.
Of course.
There you go. Off their new album, this is Little Green Valley.
All night long in my dreams I see a spot far away, nestled in the hills in a land that I love. Stormy weather may come, but whether the sky's blue or gray, I keep dreaming of sunlight streaming from heaven above.
I see a candlelight down in the little green valley, where morning glory vines are twining round the door. Oh, how I wish I was there again, down in the little green valley, for there my homesick heart will trouble me no more.
There's only one thing ever gives me consolation, and that's the dream that I'll be going back someday.
And every night down upon my knees I pray the Lord to please take me back to that little old green valley far away.
Not hard to see just what's wrong with me all the time. When I tell you I'm homesick, lonesome, and sad, there's a deep regret I will never get off my mind. 'Cause I went to Rome, left the only home I ever had.
I hear a mockingbird down in the little green valley, singing out his song of welcome to me. And someone waits by the garden gate down in the little green valley. When I get home again, how happy she will be.
Down by a little babbling brook, once more we'll wander, and in the shady nook we'll dream the hours away.
There I'll leave all my cares behind, go where I know I'll find sunshine, back in that little old green valley far away.
Well, that's a great old song covered Riders in the Sky. You betcha. Well, hey. Don't pick that up.
Are you familiar with the puffballs?
Yes, I am. I am. So Can you tell me just exactly their spores?
Yes.
Yeah, they've got spores inside. Is it mold? Is it?
I don't know.
What is it?
Yeah. It's a puffball.
It's a puffball. Okay, yeah. There you go.
It's a puffball.
Somebody will let us know.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun to just wind up and give it a kick.
And poof.
Yeah.
And watch them go poof.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
So you show a puffball.
Yeah.
To a youngster. Hey, look, there's a puffball.
Oh, neat. Watch
what
this.
What is it?
Watch
I
this.
Said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they go to pick it up.
Yeah.
And it goes poof.
Exactly. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and their sinuses close shut,
mm-hmm.
and they get all puffy, and they have to get the EpiPen out. And,
yeah. Yeah, Benadryl and all that.
Yeah, Benadryl. Yeah. They're fun, though.
Oh, they are. They're a blast. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The big toadstools and such, too. They're always fun to don't pick them up.
Organic Frisbees.
Well, we were going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cow pies.
Yeah.
How fun is it to have an organic frisbee throwing contest?
It's awesome.
It's a hoot.
Yes.
I'm getting pretty good at it. Matter of fact, I would challenge about anybody. I've got her down pretty darn good.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Exactly. Uh-huh. I can throw it. You have to throw it with just the right finesse so it doesn't break as you throw it,
right.
Depending on which one you pick up.
Exactly.
Right. Well,
exactly.
You know, cow pies are like old people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The older they get, the easier they are to pick up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Don't pick that up. Now, you do have to make sure that they are well-seasoned.
Well, that was the next question.
Okay.
You know, green or dry?
Well, let me tell you, you can only have an organic frisbee throwing contest with the dry ones.
Oh, exactly.
But there is a happy medium in there. You get one that has just a little bit of weight to it, and
right.
you can throw it a long ways. You betcha. Yeah. But if it comes undone and there is still a little soft in the middle, it's messy.
Well,
it's nasty.
And they do form a scum. And you can swear that thing is months old.
You got it. Let's have a little cowpoke poetry.
What you got?
Well, you can learn a lot from a cowboy.
Now boarding flight 63 to Denver.
Is what the flight attendant said. I grabbed my duffel, dumped out my coffee, hoping to be one place ahead. But then she said,
only members of the pompous and privileged club first.
Then they loaded the first-class passengers. It turns out that wasn't the worst. They were loading the plane from front to back, which assures the thing I always dread. The guy with the too large to carry on smacks everyone else in the head. As I walked by whacking all that I passed, I thought common everyday folk could learn a few things from the Western world, especially from a cowpoke. Stock haulers know how to load up a rig. They do it from nose back to the door. The other way you can't fit them all in. I don't need to say any more. A packer can help you pack for your trip and do it with nary a glitch. Pack lean and light, and then balance your load. Tie it with a nice diamond hitch. Need a mani-pedi before you go? A farrier's the guy to pick. He'll only twitch you if you don't behave, and won't even get in the quick. A rawhide braider is right for the job, with pigtails for the well-traveled. He will braid them up most perfect and tight, and they'll never come unraveled. If turbulence scares or makes you get sick, bronc riders can help you lick that. A riggin', some rosin, and a thick leather glove will keep you right where you're sat. Cowboy advice ain't just for traveling. It helps with a wide range of chores. Some Utah hobbles to ground tie your horse can be used to hold up your drawers. Need body work on a dent in your car? Let a rancher address your claim. A couple of whacks with his sledgehammer, and then both sides will look the same. Can't back a truck and a trailer up straight? A Teamster can show how it's done. Need someone to give your Shih Tzu a shave? A sheep shearer's probably the one. A blacksmith can save on your home decor with some horseshoe hangers and art. Need assistance with landscaping duties? A goat herd could give you a start. There's lots to be learned from cowboys each day, and plenty of things to discuss. And if you make him shop or drive downtown, he'll sure as heck teach you to cuss. A little common sense sure goes a long way. You might as well take our advice. Load the dang plane from the back to the front. And maybe then, lower the price.
Yep, lots you can learn.
Oh, just right. All you got to do is pay attention.
Let's have a little Dick's pick.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, who's singing
the
this
the greatest
week?
Baritone voice in the world.
Who is it?
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
What's he singing?
He's loading 16 tons.
Of course he is.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high tone woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Boy, you were right on that one.
Oh, man.
We need to ditch out to a cowmercial, and really? When we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2023 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, September 15th and 16th. Registration opens Friday, September 15th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, September 16th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony, September 15th and 16th at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information or to register online, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.